There was other news this past week, including the resignation of CIA Director George Tenet. His announcement set off speculation that he was leaving his post to avoid dealing with a series of investigations into the failures of American intelligence since the 9/11 attacks. At least some of those inquiries are expected to treat the CIA harshly. Amy Ziegert is an assistant professor of policy studies at the School of Public Policy and Social Research at UCLA. She's the author of Flawed by Design, The Evolution of the CIA, JCS, and NSC. When we spoke yesterday, I asked if she thought Director Tenet quit to avoid dealing with the conclusions of the various investigations that are going on.
I do. I think it's one of the ironies is that when senior officials usually resign in Washington, they claim it's for personal reasons when in fact it's not. In this case, I think there's a lot of evidence to suggest that he did resign for personal reasons. George Tenet presided over two of the greatest intelligence failures in the past 50 years, and he's been in the line of fire ever since. And so he's had a tremendous amount of pressure on him. George Tenet really helped to create a circling the wagons culture in the intelligence community. They have not been out in front championing reform, taking a serious look at what mistakes were made and what could be done to improve them. There's been a lot of resistance to thinking about major overhaul from the intelligence community. And I don't think that's beneficial for the agencies themselves or for American national security.
Let's talk about the CIA, because there's been a lot of ideas that have been floated around for reorganizing more than, a dozen U.S. intelligence organizations. What about the CIA? I mean, should it largely be left to continue as it currently operates?
There are so many different moving parts to reform proposals of the intelligence community. My own take is, yes, the CIA should be left to continue as it is. It's really a two-headed beast, if you will. One side is the analysis side, which really is supposed to coordinate and bring together all of the intelligence from across the 15 different agencies in the community. The other side is the side that we tend to focus on and read about, which is the covert side. And those two have always been very distinct in the CIA's history. Now, some reformers would like to separate those two and have a separate clandestine service and have one analytic shop. I actually think the two have been together for a long time, and that's not where I'd put my effort.
Where would you put your effort?
I would focus on three specific areas. At the top of my list would be giving the Director of Central Intelligence much greater power to manage the entire intelligence community. What the DCI has now is essentially whining rights over every agency except the CIA. So 85% of the budget of the intelligence community resides in the Secretary of Defense's office, not in the DCI's office. The second change that I would make would be to create a new semi-autonomous domestic intelligence agency inside the FBI. I think, quite frankly, it's a fiction that the FBI can be transformed into a domestic intelligence agency. It cannot. It's always been a crime fighting agency that comes and carefully collects evidence after something's already occurred, and that's very different than preventing a terrorist act from occurring in the first place. The final change is probably the least obvious one, and that is to fundamentally change the personnel incentives for people who work in the intelligence community. There was a reform in the military in 1986 called Goldwater-Nichols that created incentives for all the different service personnel to, as they say in the military, think purple, to think about being part of the same team. Right now, it is considered something akin to walking on the dark side of the force for people in one agency in the intelligence community to do a tour of duty in another. And so the fastest way to change minds is to change how people are promoted. So in particular, I think it's critical that individuals in the intelligence community be required to do tours of duty in agencies outside their own in order to be promoted.
What about the idea that's been proposed of creating a post of Director of National Intelligence, who would be on the top of everything, and another independent government agency? Do you think this is going to increase the bureaucracy, or could it actually improve coordination?
Well, the proposal for a Director of National Intelligence is the most popular reform proposal right now in Washington. What that would essentially do is separate the CIA director from the job of running the community. I am probably in the minority here in thinking that that's not the way to go. I believe that the problem with the current DCI's position is not that the job is too big, but that his powers are too weak. We need to have a head of the community who has the heft of an agency behind him in order to run the entire community.
Amy Zieger teaches at the School of Public Policy and Social Research at UCLA. She's the author of Flawed by Design, The Evolution of the CIA, JCS, and NSC, published by Stanford University Press. She joined us from the studios of NPR West. Professor Zieger, thank you so much.
Thank you.